Blog Talk Radio. de la mansion de la majesté. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, and I'm not sure. Hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
Amen. To God be the glory. We give Him praise. We give God glory. We give God honor. Hallelujah. What an appropriate song for this evening. God, through Jesus, has made a way. Thank you, God. As we are days away from Easter Resurrection Sunday, days away from Good Friday, we thank God for what was done over 2,000 years ago. Dying for the forgiveness of our sins. Glory be to God. We give Him praise. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I will never forget how you set me free. Jesus, we will never forget how you brought us out. Never forget. Oh, never. Hallelujah. And that's what it's all about, even though it was so long ago. We who are the disciples, we who are believers, we who are Christians in 2019, our job, amen, is to let our light so shine that they would glorify our Father in heaven. And we thank God for Jesus, the price that is paid. We are the redeemed of the Lord, and we are saying so on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Mark chapter number 14. Mark chapter number 14. Starting at verse number 32, Mark 14, verse number 32. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass for him. "Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but you will." Then he returned and his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing," help us God, "but the body is weak." Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning, the third time. He said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." I really want us to get a visual of that tonight and really try to put our place in bird's eye view of what really transpired in that Garden of Gethsemane, Golgotha, what he did for you, what he did for me. The King James said there was like sweats of drops of blood falling from his forehead, falling from his face. He was in agony. And we thank God, even as he says, "This cup can be taken away from me. Father, all things are possible with you." He said, "Nevertheless." And I know he did it for billions of people, millions of people, hundreds of people other than me, other than you. But we make this personal, it has a lot more meaning. And as we pray tonight, you know, we set out during this prayer line for an hour. And it was birthed from this text and the one in Mark and the one in Matthew, where he said, "For 1 hour, I need you to watch and pray with me." And that's what we set out to do years ago. And we thank God for you who pray with us on this prayer line. So we're going to pray tonight. But as we approach Good Friday and Easter Sunday, we are reminded tonight that Jesus did it for you and he did it for me. Father, in your word tonight, you said the body is weak, but the spirit is willing. And God, we know that we need to pray to stay in your will. We need to pray, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for us to live in purpose, for us to remain disciples who are obedient to your word, for us, God, to fulfill our God-ordained assignment in our lifetime. So, God, we bind up the spirit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that's opposing your will for our lives. Oh, I feel God right there. In the name of Jesus, God, give that one strength who needs strength. Give that one encouragement who needs encouragement. We thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will bring peace to unrest. God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will continue to do a work in our members, a work in our body. You said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes, God, we get weak, we get weary, we get worn out, we get overwhelmed, but we know your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And God, we are believing and we're pulling on the scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. Sometimes, God, we do get tired and we do, hallelujah, get a little worn out. But Lord, we're praying for everybody tonight that their strength would be renewed. Oh, glory be to God. That their vitality and their vigor would be re-energized in the name of Jesus. That they hope, hallelujah, they hope and their faith will be stirred up tonight in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that no weapon against your people will prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for every family. We pray for every member. We pray for every child and adult, every parent and grandparent. In the name of Jesus, every married and single person, oh, God, have your way on this prayer line tonight. That one looking for a better job. That one looking for housing. That one looking for transportation. That one looking to settle in, God. In the name of Jesus, holy, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on the unbeliever. We're praying for the unbeliever tonight. We're praying for the atheist tonight. We're praying for the backslider tonight. We're praying for the agnostic tonight. We're praying for those caught up in all kinds of cults and false religions on tonight, that they would say yes to Jesus. They would say yes to the one and true God in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying for souls tonight. We're praying for souls. You say he who wins souls is wise, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we are the children of God. We are the disciples of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. And we're praying for family members that don't yet know you. We're praying for classmates and coworkers that do not know you. We're praying in the name of Jesus that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess you as Lord. Hallelujah. So, God, have your way on tonight.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Meet every need on the prayer line tonight.
Yes, God.
Every need, God. Hallelujah. You said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches. Hallelujah. If it's according to your riches, there's enough. It's sufficient. Oh, glory. Your El Shaddai. Hallelujah, the sufficient one, in the name of Jesus. So, God, hallelujah, give that one, glory be to God, power and strength. Give, hallelujah, where you need to move, God, move. Where they need a miracle, God, send that miracle.
Yeah.
Where there's a healing, oh, I felt that when I said it. If there's a healing in the name of Jesus, you sent your word that they might be healed and save them from their destruction. And I thank you for healing me. I thank you for healing Pastor Rebecca. I thank you for healing Marcus and Kayla, Hakita. Glory be to God and Justin. I thank you for all the children represented on this prayer line. Every person on this prayer line that received the healing in their body in the name of Jesus. I know you got a testimony. Oh, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. I know there's a testimony on the prayer line tonight of the goodness of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you allowed us to be discharged from that hospital. You allowed us in the name of Jesus to get up out of trouble. You allowed us the God of grace and a second chance. You allowed us through your grace and through your mercy. Hallelujah. So, God, we pray tonight that you're doing the work. You said he who has begun a good work in us will complete it. God, help us to yield to your will. Help us to be obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you, and we give your name praise on tonight. There's none like you. As we continue to pray, Lord, I believe by faith that something mighty is happening even as we pray and speak tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God bless you all. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, come on, let's go to the prayer line to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. So we continue to praise him. We continue to magnify his name. We continue to exalt his name because he is worthy. Hallelujah. And no matter what, we just got to keep praising God. Amen. Just got to keep on praising his name. We got to keep praising the name of Jesus. As we are in the middle of this holy week, we give God all praise, all glory, all honor. Like Pastor read from the scripture today, Gethsemane, Jesus was in that place of crushing. My God, my God, my God. But he didn't give up. He didn't give up. He didn't throw in the towel. He said, I'm going all the way to the cross. Amen. That is my purpose. That's why I came. That's why I was born. I put on this flesh and came down to earth as a man so that I could die for all humanity. Amen. Hallelujah. So that they could be back in right relationship with my Father. My God, the gap has been closed. Jesus closed the gap and sealed it with his blood. Amen. And we are excited about that. I don't know about anybody else, Pastor, but I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. I'm excited about the sacrifice. I'm excited about the blood. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. It will never, listen, the blood will never lose its power.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Amen.
Thank you.
So we're excited for healing. I thank God for everybody that prayed for me on last week. I couldn't pray. Amen. I had a procedure, a medical procedure last week. And I had another procedure today, amen, but I'm feeling much better today than I was on last Tuesday, amen. So I thank God for the prayers of the saints. They are powerful and effective, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to open up the prayer lines. We're going to open up the phone lines. Just press 1 on your device if you want to, if you need prayer tonight. Amen. As we continue in the spirit of faith, believing God that if we go to him asking anything, that he hears us and he will give us those things for which we pray. Amen. So, Father God, we praise you. We thank you for this prayer line.
Yes,
we thank you for each and every person that pressed their way out. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prayer, the spirit of faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight, that there is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper, that we are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. We thank you, Lord, for this holy week, oh God. Hallelujah. This reminder of the cross, this reminder of the journey to the cross. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the blood that was shed, hallelujah, on Good Friday, so many thousands of years ago, hallelujah, that blood will never, ever, ever lose its power.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that reigns and rules in the lives of every believer. We thank you for your power, your dunamis power that has been made available to each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for the supernatural overwhelming the natural, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for every person that has pressed their way out to this prayer line, whether they're live or streaming or listening to the archives. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, for victory in every life, God. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Holy Ghost fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you and we magnify your name. Thank you for the baby, hallelujah, that was born, baby Ariana, Zoe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of birth, oh God, as you've given Deacon Carmen Carroll and another addition to her family. We thank you, Jesus. We know, Father God, count it robbery, oh God, that you gave our young, hallelujah, that you gave her mother a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. When the doctor said no, you say yes, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for every baby. Hallelujah. Being born in this season for Barbara's cousin, oh God. Hallelujah. Another miracle, oh God, where you move the placenta out of the way, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Diamond, oh God, giving birth on tomorrow. We thank you for Starlita, oh God, and her baby, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the miracle of
birth. Yes. Bless these mothers.
In the name of Jesus, continue to bless every mother and every baby, oh God. And Lord, we continue to glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line. As we continue to move forward, as we open up the prayer line, have your way, God. Let your will be done on earth as you have already ordained in heaven. Hallelujah. Let heaven touch earth, God. I better take it easy. Let heaven touch earth, God.
Yes.
Let heaven touch earth. Let heaven touch earth. And we will continue to give you and only you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the Master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray and continue to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I was getting excited. I had to bring myself in. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't move too fast. But the fire of the Lord is like shot up in my bones. Come on, somebody. Anybody got some fire shot up in your bones? My God. Hallelujah. In the name, we got to be on fire. For Jesus. Amen. We're going to open the prayer lines. I'm going to take it easy tonight, but I am here. We're going to open the prayer lines.
Amen. That anointing hit Pastor Rebecca.
And we thank God for her due diligence. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to take this first caller, and that is the area code of
984.
We give you praise on tonight, 984. God bless you this evening.
Hey, Pastor.
Area code.
God bless you.
God bless. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you're feeling better, Prophetess. I was calling in tonight for prayer. I'm kind of struggling in one of my classes. Math is the class. So I just want
math.
You guys to, yeah, touch and agree with me on this because, you know, it's coming to the end of this particular class. And so I want to pass so I can go on to the next thing. But everything else is going pretty good. So thank God for that. But, you know, I'm just asking for your prayers tonight.
Amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord because we know that all things are possible with God, even for you to get through this math class and excel in your education.
Yeah.
We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for Prophet Michelle, even as she has decided to further her education, God, the career she's about to be launched into, Father God, as you elevate her and promote her, as you, Father God, raise her up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, as she get her credentials, that you have already given her success and victory in this class.
Yes, Lord.
We believe by faith, God, that she is successful, and we're just touching and agreeing with her as she study, as she read the textbook, as she practice the questions, God. Give her in the name of Jesus knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to get through this class. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring everything to her memory, that, God, you would enhance her brain and give her that cognitive ability, God, to get through this course in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that she would do well on the test, that she would excel and get through this course. In Jesus' name. God, you said we have not because we ask not. And she's asking for wisdom and how to pass this course. And we're touching and agreeing with your daughter, God. Hallelujah. For her livelihood, to raise her children, to put more money in her pocket, to advance her career. God, she believed by faith that it's already done. You opened this door for her that no man can shut. You have given her this opportunity, and we pray that she maximize the moment in the name of Jesus. So, God, meet every need as she go to this course. Help her to take the test by faith. And, Father God, we believe that it's going to be total victory in Jesus' name. And, God, continue to bless other areas of her life. Watch over her children in the name of Jesus. God, give her, hallelujah, the desires of our heart on this evening as we go further into this Lenten season. We thank you for this holy week. God, continue to let her prophesy. Continue to let her speak what thus said the Lord. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you would meet every need in her life in the name of Jesus. So she's seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you said everything she needs. And she needs to pass this class will be given to her. So, God, I believe by faith, as she continues to pray, as she goes through this course, that she will get through it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
So, God, we thank you and we bless you.
Bless you, God.
Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well,
to God be the glory. You're so welcome. And as you study, as you get into that textbook, as you practice the questions, I know it's going to come to you, and sometimes it's so hard to get back into the school thing and the math thing, but I know you're going to do it, and Pastor Rebecca and I and everybody in this prayer line, we're pulling for you, and we know you're going to get through this course. Amen?
Amen. Thank you guys so much.
Amen. And as Pastor was praying for you, I heard advancement and acceleration. Advancement and acceleration. So there is advancement, and God is accelerating some things on your behalf. So just continue. I hear God saying, continue, tell her to continue to stay focused. Stay focused. even now. And don't allow yourself to get distracted in this season, because there is some things that are certain. God says there are some things that are certain pertaining to you and your future and your livelihood that he has spoken over your life. And he also said he's giving you marketplace influence, marketplace influence, even pertaining to ministry. So continue to just continue to move forward, knowing that you got this. You got this. You have this. You can do all things through Christ. So continue to focus. Stay focused. Amen. And God is going to allow you to advance and experience acceleration in what he has given you to do and what he has spoken to you. There are some things that God has spoken to you that you haven't even shared with anyone. And God says it shall come to pass because I speak to you and you hear my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't cast aside your confidence. Don't cast aside your confidence. You have this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So we're so godly proud of you, and we're looking forward to the praise reports, amen, that are coming forth from all that God has given you to apply yourself to. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are already, you're already victorious. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You,
so we'll continue to pray for you. I will continue to pray with and for you. Amen. And we just thank God for you.
Thank God for you both as well. I really appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
You too. Good night. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, God, you know, it's amazing. We're going to take another call. But, you know, it's amazing how you talk about Gethsemane.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't easy for Jesus to go to that cross.
You preached that.
But he
cross.
Did it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he did pray, take this cup from me, you know, because it gets hard. And when God gives us stuff to
cups.
Do, it
yeah.
gets difficult,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it even gets to the point where we think it's not going to happen or we might not be capable of doing what God has given us to do. But that's when we rely on his ability, amen, and not our disabilities, amen. We rely on his abilities and not our disabilities, our incapabilities, amen. Because with God, we're going to make it, amen. No matter who's out there facing something tough right now, go ahead and tough it out because you're going to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. He will put his super
on
our natural because it's by
yes.
faith. But we can't do it in our natural realm. Faith pushes us, my God, over into the supernatural realm. Amen. And we're able to do things that we couldn't do in the natural. Amen.
That's right.
So, I mean, my God, it's a faith walk.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we have to apply ourselves, and then after ourselves, we run out of ourselves, we run right into God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I thank God for his power and his ability that surpasses my power and my ability. Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 908. Amen. God bless you. Sister Cece, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. I'm calling in. I'm requesting prayer for Starlita this evening. And I'm also requesting general prayer for myself.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is Starlita with you?
She's in the room. She's in her room.
Okay. Okay, let us pray. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we pray right now, hallelujah, for your daughters, hallelujah,
yeah.
Starlita and Cece, oh God. Lord, we lift up Starlita to you right now, God. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that
Father.
She's in the grip of your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that she's resting in you, God, resting,
yes,
Father God, and Father God, just resting in faith, oh God, with
yes,
her baby, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're you're protecting them and keeping them, that your angels are encamped around her even now, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will keep her stress level low. We pray that you will keep her safe. We pray that you will keep her, Father God, the baby in her womb until your set time, oh God. Lord, we know that you are Lord of miracles. We thank you for the miracle of birth. We thank you for the miracle of this young baby, oh God, this unborn child, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, and we praise you, oh God, for giving Starlita the desires of her heart as she delights herself in you, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing her womb. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We bind up the hands of the enemy, oh God, right now. We speak peace and prosperity and blessings over Starlita's life. We speak wholeness over her life, over her child, over the household, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Cece, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for favor. Oh, favor. Oh, my God.
Yes, God.
I see favor in big bold letters. Just favor all over your life. I thank you for favor over Sister Cece's life, oh God. Thank you for your favor, your divine favor, your blessings, your provision, your protection. My God, I thank you for open doors over Cece's life, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for opening doors that no man can close. God is opening doors for you. He's opening doors. He's ushering you into new places. He's ushering you. He's making room for you. God is closing doors. Oh, my God.
Yes.
He's opening and shedding doors. My God. Lord, we thank you for shedding doors. Oh, God, shedding doors. He's slamming doors shut. My God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Doors cannot be opened again. We thank you for shedding doors, God. In the name of Jesus, shed every door, every negative and contrary door in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Mama, we thank you, Lord, for your plan, according to Jeremiah 29:11. You said, for I know the plan I have for you, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts to bring you to an expected end. God, I thank you for good and not evil. Thank you for the expected end in Cece's life, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord, and we magnify your name. So, Lord, we thank you for a new, give her a job, oh God. Give her, open up her career path, oh God. Free her up on Sundays, oh God, so she could continue to praise and worship you,
Lord.
Oh God. Continue to add to her finances, oh God. Give her the livelihood that she desires, oh God. Give her the lifestyle, oh God, that she desires, oh God. Bring plenty, plenty, plenty of money into her bank account, God. Oh, God, let her latter days be greater, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for blessings over her whole family, all of her daughters, her grandchildren, her legacy, her legacy. Thank you for healing her mom, oh God. Thank you for her legacy, Diamond and Deja and Starlita and Jewel and Zara, oh God, and the new babies that are coming, oh God. We thank you for her legacy, God. Every relationship, oh, Mama, Lord, we thank you for divine relationships, oh God. God is sending new people, my God, into your life, huh? People that have his heart, people that have the things of God in mind for you, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for divine covenantal relationships. Oh, my God,
thank you.
That you're lining things up. I see God lining things up. He's lining things
thank
up.
You, Father. Thank
line
you, Father,
upon
God.
Line, precept upon precept. Thank you for lining things up, oh God, in Cece's life according to your word. And Lord, it is so. and it shall continue to be so. So bless Darlita, bless Cece, bless her diamond, bless the rest of her children, bless everything that she touches, God. Let it be blessed. Give her peace
Amen.
In her mind,
Thank
God.
Jesus.
Peace in her mind, God. Let her not worry. Don't worry. God says, don't worry. I just hear
Amen.
God saying, don't worry. Don't worry. Let her not worry, oh God, but give her perfect peace according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God
Thank
bless you,
you Thank
Sister
you so
Cece.
Much for the prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Just before you go, real quick, I heard God saying, be it unto you according to your faith.
Jesus.
And he said he's going to honor
yes.
your faith in this season,
yes.
you and Starlita. He's going to honor
yes.
your faith as a grandmother, her
yes.
faith as a future mother. God is going to honor the both of y'all faith in this season.
Yes.
It's going to be a great
Amen.
Season for you, even as you get ready to change diapers and feed these grandbabies of yours. You already visualized it. You're already there. And God's going to honor your faith, not just in the area of your lineage, but there are other areas you need God to move in, and he's just going to honor your faith. Because
yes.
you're somewhere else
Amen.
In your faith level, and God sees that.
Yes.
And you're seeking God like never before
yes.
at this stage in your life. And God says,
yes.
according
yes.
to your faith, he's telling me to tell you he's honoring your
yes.
faith in him.
Yes.
It's not in you.
Amen.
It's not in your daughters and your grandchildren.
Yes.
You're putting your faith in God,
yes.
and God knows
Amen.
That. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, God bless. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you.
Thank
God
you
bless
so much.
You.
Love you guys too, and God bless you also.
Love
Amen.
You. God bless.
Praise
love you.
God.
Yeah, she's in a great
you.
Season.
Yes.
God's going to continue
yes.
to bless her. We're taking another caller, Pastor.
Yes, area code 678.
678. God bless this evening. 678.
This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give the praise and all honor to the head of my life, which is Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for what you have in store for me, for all those doors that you're getting ready to open for me, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for everyone on this prayer line. Give everyone on this prayer line the desire of their heart. Bless the pastors, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Bless their hearts, bless their families, the family members. I want to give thanks to God that my cousin Carmen's son, Ricky, my cousin, made it there and made it back from his training. It all seemed like it was going to be something that was going to take forever, but it seemed like God just took care of it like a finger snap. It just happened just like that quick. So I'm really glad that, you know, he's over that training and his mom is able to get in touch with him and talk with him. And I just give God thanks for everything, because God always has a plan, and his plan is a good one. We just have to be faithful. We have to trust that he has and will give us the best, and we just have to believe that everything will be okay, and we shouldn't worry for anything, because God always is there for us. And I just want to continue prayer for me and my family, and however your heart leads you, Pastor. And thank you so much. I'm just so grateful to God. Every time I turn around, I'm like, you know, God, I'm not complaining. Sometimes I might feel pain or anything, but I'm not complaining, because I know that too shall pass. So thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. We believe in God for your total healing, even as you said, with signs and symptoms. Still believing God by faith for total healing. We want to come into agreement with you on this evening, even for your family during this Easter and Holy Week. We believe God is going to move mightily in your life. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria, even as she gave praise reports, Lord, of the goodness of God. God, you have done many things in her life. She has many praise reports. And I thank you for this particular season as she's walking through, God, in the name of Jesus, even as she has a son and her grandson. And Father God, a new place of dwelling that you have given her on this year. I thank you, God, that you're not yet done blessing her from on high. I thank you in the name of Jesus that she's prospering and she's being in good health as her soul prosper, as her soul prosper, as her soul prosper in the name of Jesus. And God, I believe by faith that she reads your Bible, as she go into her word, as she pray when she wake up in the morning and go to bed at night, even throughout her day, that her soul will be edified, that her soul will be strengthened, that her mind, her will, and her emotions, God, in the name of Jesus, will be enriched. So God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you're working on her whole personhood, that you're working in her life, God, in the name of Jesus, even as her son and those that she interact with on a daily basis look on her life, may she have the opportunity to witness about your goodness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as she sing, Lord, draw her closer to you as you draw closer to her. So bless her, keep that joy in her spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if she has enemies that she don't know about, if she has people that hate, God, we don't know what she's walking through. We don't know what she deal with. But God, cover her. As Pastor talked about the blood of Jesus earlier, we plead the blood of Jesus over Maria's life, the blood of Jesus over her son and her grandbaby, the blood of Jesus over her career, in the name of Jesus. So God, continue to bless her. Bless her indeed, and enlarge her territory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, bless her, keep her, and watch over her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory
be to God.
Glory, glory.
Yes, he's
Thank
a good
you,
God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
God. You know, I had a pain in my knee, Pastor, and I just said, something told me to touch my knee and pray because the pain was getting kind of crazy, and the pain went away. And God is telling me to tell you, when you feel that pain or discomfort, begin to praise Him and pray for healing. Lay hands on yourself and believe Him by faith that God is going to continue to do the work in your body and through your body, and watch the supernatural begin to work in your life. Amen?
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I believe that, and I receive it in Jesus' name. I've been doing that. I did that today, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to put my hand over this pain. And, you know, I was really feeling a lot of pain this morning. I put my hands over it. I started praying.
Yes.
And, you know, it did get better. It did get better. So I'm still continuing. I'm believing that it will heal. It is
going to
heal. It is.
Amen. Well,
Jesus,
I must assure that
amen.
In the spirit. To God be the glory. Amen.
Glory.
Well, keep doing that. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you. Love
amen.
You.
Praise God. Love you. Amen. Praise
Love
God. You. Amen. She said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And that's what God showed me. Sister Maria, your light is shining.
Mm-hmm.
That is so prophetic, because your light is shining and people see it. You'll be amazed at the people that you are impacting with your light. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller. Area code 240. Area code 240. God bless you. Area code 240.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca. Hi, Pastor Anthony. This is Starlita. How are you?
Hi, Starlita.
Amen, daughter.
Hi, Preston.
God bless you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Amen. To God be the glory. You have a prayer request?
Yes, I'm just asking for prayer, this general prayer over my friends, my family, and myself.
Amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord
In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. Lord, we thank you for Starlita, oh God. We thank you for her daughter, your daughter, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you for her. We thank you, Father God, for Darius, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing, even in their lives, oh God. Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you continue to, Father God, bless him and keep him, oh God, and direct his path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to heal him, oh God, and deliver him, oh God, from anything, Father God, that the devil will try to, Father God, bring in his life, oh God, to try to bring detriment to his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father God, for Sister Starlita. We pray for this young couple, oh God, as they prepare to, Father God, have their child, oh God, that you will, Father God, hallelujah, just let your will be done. Oh, let your will be done, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you already have a plan before Starlita and Darius even got here, God, that you had a plan, oh God. So, Lord, we say, let your plan come to fruition in their lives in the name of Jesus. Touch our leader, oh God. Continue to heal her womb. Continue to bless her womb. Continue to bless her unborn child, oh God. Continue, Father God, to let your will be done. Continue, Father God, to restore, oh God. We thank you for a healthy baby. We thank you for a healthy birth, oh God. We thank you for total healing. We thank you for good recovery, even as Starlita is on bed rest, oh God. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding, that your peace will, Father God, be with her even as she rests, oh God. We thank you for greater faith, oh my God. We thank you, Lord, that you're increasing her faith in you, God. We thank you that you're bringing her and Darius closer to you as they have recommitted their lives to you, God. We thank you that you're bringing them closer to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they want to walk closer to you, oh God. We thank you for a closer walk with you, oh God. We thank you for the rest of her family, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing, Father God, her closer, closer in relationship with her mom, her sisters, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against his family can prosper. We pray, Father God, that we bind up the devil, God. We bind up the hand of the enemy, oh God. Even trying to do anything contrary to your will, God, in this family, God. We pray blessings over this whole family, God. We pray blessings over this whole family. And we thank you, Lord.
Everybody.
We thank you, Lord, that this family is blessed. We declare and decree that this family is blessed. It's not by chance that you brought them together to this church, to this place, oh God. And we know, God, that you have a great plan for this whole family. So we pray blessings over this whole family. Let every need be met. Let every need be met according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Don't let start to worry about money. Meet every need, God. And we thank you and we praise you. And we declare to be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank God for you. As Pastor is praying, you're so welcome. I heard the Lord saying, I love her and I'm blessing her.
Jesus.
I heard God said, I love her and I'm blessing her.
Jesus.
So the love of God is all on you. And he's blessing you in this season. He's blessing the baby in your womb. He's loving on the both of you.
Yes.
And God just simply says, I'm loving her. And I'm blessing her. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I forgot to say one more thing, Pastor. When you asked me how I was doing, I have to correct myself. You told me when someone asks me how I'm doing, I'm supposed to say all is well and all is well.
Amen. Glory.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As a young person, your words have power, and you're learning this faith walk, and we're so godly proud of you. To God be the glory. That's faith right there, Pastor. All is well.
She declared all is well.
There you go. You put it in the atmosphere, star leader, and it's gonna happen, and it is happening. Amen.
Yes, I just gotta get it to stick.
And that's right. And that's where your power lies. You know, people don't understand that. That's where your power lies, in taking the instruction, getting the word, taking the instruction from the word and applying it to your life, putting it into application. And that's what you're doing. Yeah. That's faith without, you know, they say, James said, faith without works is dead.
That's the work.
You know, and that's the works, when we can take that word and make it work and put it to work in our lives. And that's what you did. Put that word in your mouth.
Keep doing that.
And let it come out of your heart. And confess that word over your life. And God will honor his word. He will always honor his word. Amen. And your faith.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Well, we love you.
Thank
God bless you. We're so proud
you.
Of you. Amen.
Thank
God bless you.
You.
Amen. Praise God.
No problem.
Amen. She said, it is well. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to take our last couple of callers. Amen. Erica 111. God bless you, Erica 111.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. So glad to be on the call.
Yes, Barbara in Cleveland. God bless you. Glad that you're here. In full force.
Yes. Thank you for streaming the Men Ablaze. I'm going to say this, when you, Pastor Rebecca, when you panned the camera around and showed us Pastor Anthony during the praise and worship, I was shouting, bless him, God, bless him, bless him. I wish you guys could hear us shouting.
Amen.
That was a powerful event to see so many men loving on Jesus. I mean, it was amazing. And to be in that room, the electricity and the expectancy was just out of this world. And it was just amazing. The sessions that we didn't even get to see that the men had, life-changing. The testimonies are coming in life-changing.
Wow. Well, let me give a quick testimony. Pastor Rebecca, I had shared with you the picture of Sarah's little baby, the one who they were going to terminate the pregnancy. And I had come on and told you guys about that, how God moved and repositioned the baby so that he could stay where he belonged until it was time for her. So he came into the world yesterday, Antonio, and so everyone is just talking about how perfect he is. Everyone that looks at him just says he's just so perfect, you know. So we're just thanking God and praising God for that. I want to also give a testimony about one of the atheist family members. I had mentioned the young lady who had contacted me about praying for her granny. She's there of all the kids, they're the two oldest. She's the second oldest, and the oldest one is the son. For some reason, we got in a back and forth on Facebook. We do that from time to time because we don't agree, you know. So for some reason, it wasn't about religion. It was about something else. And for some reason, the young man sent me a direct message on Facebook. Never done that before. And he said, it seems that we have crossed paths, you know, through my career, things I used to do when I worked at the Pentagon in D.C. and then Boston and such and such. So we got in a chat back and forth in Facebook Messenger, and I'm not going to take a lot of time, but just at the end of that, I don't know anything. I think in my entire life, I've seen this young man maybe five times in my life, and he's somewhere in his 40s, you know, so I don't know him. He lives in Kentucky. But anyway, at the end of our little chat, he said, it was fun learning how much we actually have in common. And then he said, sorry, I end up keeping to myself entirely too often. And I just really felt, now he's an ex-Marine, and he's one of the loud atheists in the family. And I just felt his heart right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just felt his heart when he said, sorry, I just tend to keep to myself entirely too often. And I was just, I just feel God softening his heart. And I'm just believing God to really continue to build my relationship with him, that it would help him see. I think I'm the only member of the family out of hundreds of us who actually knows him now, other than his immediate family. So I'm just believing God that he's keeping that door open and letting, as Sister Maria was saying, you know, let the light shine. So anyway, I was just so pleased that that actually happened, that he reached out to me like that. And I want to share this too. When at the start of the call, when you were mentioning all the babies being born, I just said, Lord, so many babies, you know, like just so many babies. And right. He showed me, and I didn't understand it was until the last caller, and I didn't understand it fully, and he gave me an understanding. But let me tell you what I saw. I saw a pool of water, and basically what it is, it's Moses in the bulrushes, you know, where the little reed basket, right? And yes. He showed me at the start of the call, the prayer line, the prayer line. You know, us, our hand on the basket, pulling the basket through the water. And I got the understanding at that point that he's birthing these promises in the earth, and we're helping to guide it on to the destination, to the purpose, and bringing them before the prayers, members of the prayer call. But here's what he said to me when during the last caller. He said, we're facilitating the fulfillment of answers to the prayers of those yet unborn.
Amen. 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 Yes. Yes.
So I wanted to share that because I know there are 7 babies, you know, in my family that I keep, you know, in prayer and bring to the prayer line as well. And I know there are dozens of others out there that I have no idea who they are, but he's trusting our prayers. Those of us who come and pray, he's trusting us to, and I heard him say, we're taking the devil's hands off of the promises that he's releasing in the earth. And so,
amen.
You know, so it's not a small thing. So my request for prayer is for direction at this point. I'm on the other side of some stuff, but I'm still facing a little bit of stuff. Ain't nothing God can't handle. But, you know, when you're in a different place, you got to get acclimated. And so I'm kind of in a different place. And I need some clear direction on what's a priority. Like, I'm looking at a lot of different things that I could put my hands in, but I want to make sure that I have God's priorities straight in my mind, and I don't step off into, I ain't stepping off into the tall end of the pool on anything. So that's really my prayer request now. And I have like an allergic reaction to something stupid. So just believing for healing for that as well.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for Sister Barbara, oh God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the testimony of the baby being born, oh God. Antonio, we thank you for Antonio's life, God. Lord, we thank you that he is a miracle, oh God. We thank you for the miracle of birth. We thank you for promises being birthed into the earth realm, oh God. We thank you for every baby. Baby, oh God, that you have already, Father God, planted in the womb, every spiritual seed, every physical seed that has been planted into the wombs of your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for full manifestation, oh God. We bind up the hand of the enemy and declare that every promise that you have planted into the lives of your people shall be manifested in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we pray for our cousin, oh God, the Father God, the atheist, the used to be atheist, oh God. We declare salvation over his life
yes.
right now in the name
yes.
of
yes.
Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray for souls being saved and lives being changed,
yes.
oh God. We declare, oh God, him to be saved. You sent your word through Barbara to seek and find that which was lost, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that he is no longer lost, but Lord, that but his heart is being opened and made pliable, oh God, to receive your word. And that your word will not come back void. So, Lord, we speak salvation and deliverance and healing over his life, oh God, restoration over his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of the enemy, even off of his mind, that will try to stop him from believing, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And, Lord, we pray right now for Barbara, oh God. We thank you for the other side. Oh,
wisdom, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, we thank you for the other side, God. We bind up every demon on assignment on the other side, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We got to bind up every demon of distraction, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for direction, oh God.
Direction.
Give her direction, oh God. Which way to go, what to do, oh God. What to put her hands to, what not to touch.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Even as you were asking for that prayer request, I heard God say, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
I heard him say, be still and know. Pastor said he heard the same thing. Don't do too much too soon. Just take time to breathe. I heard God say, breathe, breathe, exhale.
Yeah.
Just take time to breathe, amen. Breathe it and just enjoy your place right now. Be still and know and don't move until I, God, give you instructions to move. Be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we thank you for direction. We ask for clarity, God, that you will give her clarity when it is time to move, that you will give her to know which direction to go, that you will give her to know what to do, that you will give her to know how to do it and who to do it with. We thank you, Lord, for divine relationships.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that I see a lot. I see God has a lot planned for you, and I see it is organized. It's not haphazard. It's organized, and God's going to organize your steps. He's going to organize and direct your steps, amen, in the direction that you should go. I see you stepping intentionally into some new things. Intentionally, God is ordering your steps and directing your steps. Each step will be in an intentional step.
Strategic,
that's the
yeah.
Lord. Strategic. Thank you, Pastor.
She's giving her strategy.
Strategies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pass this over to Pastor. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for everything that you're doing in Barbara's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
And God is, even as you always praise God for the blessings that he has
yes.
done. And sometimes we're on a roll, but as Pastor said, be still and know. I saw that in the spirit as well.
Yes.
Not to get in a hurry, but to see what God is doing, hear what God is doing as you pray, as you read the word, things like in sports. Sometimes they say, let the game come to you. Certain things are going to start to fall in line, but God is going to give you a strategy on how to proceed. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. I don't even know how to say this. I had been, like, I went to the library, walked through a museum. It's like things that I never had time or resources to do. Not that none of these things cost anything, but it's just like, I have been breathing, and it's like I have breathing room, and
wow.
this is not, I'm usually in a battle. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I'm
yeah.
like, this seems very odd. like
yeah,
you know how you like, this doesn't feel anything like my life right now. So I just wanted to make sure. And so as soon as you said that about, you know, be still, I'm like, oh, so I'm in the be still mode. Okay.
Yeah, God wants you to enjoy the moment.
Breathe.
Enjoy the moment. As Pastor said, exhale, continue to walk by faith, continue to take care of business. But sometimes he gives us seasons of rest.
Yeah.
And you're in that season where you just come out of a serious situation, and God wants you to enjoy this season. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. To God be the glory. We're going to take our final caller, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God this is our final
you.
Caller tonight.
God bless you.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Area code 973, you're our final caller. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Deacon Carmen. I wasn't going to call, but I guess God led me to, wanted me to call. But first of all, Pastor Rebecca, I'm so glad that everything went well. I have been worried about you, and you need to take it easy. I know you have the fire in God in you all the time, but, you know, you just don't want anything to go wrong. And I'm glad that you're well. And I pray to God that God will heal whatever needs to be healed, put his hand on you, that you will have a restful night, pain-free, and that your vision will continue to improve, Pastor Rebecca. And I pray that God will put his hand on Pastor Anthony's knee, whatever the problem is. That the pain should go away. He should regulate the knee. Whatever wants to come on will not come up, will not touch him in the name of Jesus. So I
yes.
pray that you both well and that God will bless you mightily because you deserve it. You're a man, you're a powerful man and woman of God, and I respect you and I love you both. And so the reason that I'm calling for, which I wasn't going to call, but I don't know, I guess God wanted me to, it's for Yvette. And while I call for Yvette, let me ask for prayer for day two, because she's getting to the end of the semester, now the beginning of May. And, you know, she's in this class, which she's having a difficult time. And I keep telling God, you turn things around. You put her in nursing. You want her to be a nurse, so you have to give her the victory, you know. So I'm trusting in God that everything's going to fall into place, and that Jay will be able to go become a senior and graduate and be out there in the hospital touching lives, as has been prophesied many times. So that's my request for tonight.
Amen. We're going to lift Jessica and Yvette up to the Lord.
Yes.
And we
yes,
thank God for your daughter and your granddaughter.
Yes, God.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Deacon Carmen Collar. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
This mother and his grandmother, God, that have brought her daughter Yvette and her granddaughter
yes.
Jessica to the prayer line. We thank you for all three of these women,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Who belong to you. We thank you before they were in their mother's womb. You knew them, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we pray for Yvette, God. We pray for her mind, her life, her health, and her strength. We pray in the name of Jesus that you touch her in a mighty supernatural way. We thank you for your spirit and your loving power being amongst her and around her in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you would love, lift, and liberate her in every area of her life. Give her strength, God, where she feels weak. Encourage her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If she ever finds herself discouraged, we are speaking a word over her life that, hallelujah, she already got the victory in you. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, it's not by power, it's not by might, but we are speaking about your spirit. The greater is he that's in Yvette than he that is in the world. She's a believer and she knows you. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that reigns and lives on the inside of her would rise up in the name of Jesus. So God, her spirit is stronger than anything. And right now we are praying in the name of Jesus for her life, her health, and her strength. Her soul, her mind, her will, and her emotions belong to you. Now, God, regulate every area of her life. Give her desire. Give her hope. Give her excitement. Give her vitality in the name of Jesus. Give her inspiration and motivation in every area of her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Help her to laugh. Help her to enjoy. Help her to walk by faith and not by what she see, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, for her mind. We pray for her heart. We pray for her soul, in the name of Jesus. Bless this young mother, Yvette, God, even as she's the mother of Jessica, Lord, as Jay is going for the nursing program, the nursing degree. You have opened this door for Jessica. You brought her back safely from her trip. Now, God, continue to bless Yvette and her seed in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. This young lady's going after her college education, needing that college degree to become a registered nurse. We know that it's already done, but when it gets challenging and hard, God, you be there with Jessica. Encourage her when she's feeling discouraged. Father God, now fight away the fear. Help her to walk by faith in the name of Jesus. And as she takes her test, as she talks to the professors, as she go and get through these classes and these courses, even as she approached the end, Lord, we know that you already determined the end. At the beginning, when she got accepted into the program, you already saw her finishing. You already saw her graduating. You already saw her achieving. You already saw her accomplishing. And God, we thank you for this young lady going after her dreams, going with ambition, reaching for her goals, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we know she's going to get to the finish line.
Yes.
We know she's going to complete the task.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And bless Carmen, Lord.
Yes.
Give her peace.
Yes, Lord.
Let her know that her daughter and her granddaughter, you said never have the righteous been forsaken nor their seed begging for anything. So I thank you that Yvette is covered by the blood of Jesus. Jessica is covered by the blood of Jesus. Even Carmen. Hallelujah. These three women, the blood of Jesus over this entire family. You said to the third and fourth generation of those that love you. And these three women love you, God. So bless them. Keep them in the center of your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just hear God. I hear God, Sister Carmen, saying your prayers are heard.
Yes.
Your prayers are being answered.
Yes.
Not only are they heard, they're being answered.
Yes.
So God says, amen. It's not what you see. It's not what you feel.
Yes.
It's what the word says.
Yes.
And God is not going to let you down. He's not going to let Yvette down.
Yes.
And he's not going to let Jessica down.
Yes.
Never will he leave you.
Yes.
Never will he forsake
you.
Yes. He's just saying, trust me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Just one more thing. I'm going to let you talk. But read again Proverbs chapter number 3. You read that tonight and get that down in your spirit because God has you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let me just.
Proverbs chapter 3. The entire thing. Proverbs 3.
When you read Proverbs 3, verse 3.
No, read the whole chapter. Proverbs chapter 3. The entire chapter is going to bless you from verse 1 all the way to the end. Yes.
I will. No, when you were praying and you said, "Bless Yvette and her seed," I was over here. I was like, "Oh my God!" Because for a minute there, I forgot that I wasn't her mother. I'm thinking, you know, she's mine because I raised her, and I'm like, hey, "Wait a minute, that's my seed." It's not your seat, it's her.
Oh, that's so funny. Now, that's your daughter and that's the granddaughter, but we understand it's just like your two daughters.
Right.
We thank God.
All of it's still your seed. It's all your seed. That's right.
Yeah, I raised her since day one, since she was born.
That's right. Amen. And you, and God has, God has given you. And you, wait a minute, hold up, that's my baby.
Mommy's brother would say that.
Yes. And God has said, well done. Amen. My good and faithful servant. There's definitely a well done in your life for Jay, for your baby Jay. Like you said, she's a blessing. And God's going to give her great success. He's already giving her great success. It's hard, but she's going to make it through this nursing program. And I'm already ready to go to her graduation. She is going to make it through.
there. You will be there. And not while I'm here. I'm gonna. I'm thanking God because he took Ricky to victory. You know, he was able to complete the boot camp even though he had an injured leg, and God made a way out of no way. And even though he's still bothering him, he's done. Now he's in Mississippi. Now he's gonna, you know, train for the civil engineering. You know how to build homes. That's what he wants, and he'll be back in September. So now he's got his phone back, and I'm so happy that I could talk to him. Before it seemed like he had disappeared. You know, he was like, I've never been without.
Oh, they took his phone before.
Yes, in boot camp, they had taken his phone. They just gave him his phone back when he got yesterday when he got to Mississippi.
Wow.
So happy.
Well, we are so happy.
It was nice hearing. You know, it's like a little bit back to normal, you know?
Yes. So, you know, it's amazing because when he started this whole venture, he had a hurt leg, and it didn't look like he would make it through.
No,
you know, it looked like it was hard.
He was saying,
looking at the other side was hard. But look at God, because he's on the other side now, and he has the victory. And God is saying that's how things are going to pan out in the life of Yvette and Jay. He did it before. He'll do it again. God is no respecter of persons. He did it before. He'll do it again. And we can't see the other side. Sometimes we can't see the other side for the storm. You know, the storm is there. It's the raging. The waves are raging. The wind is blowing. My God. And it seems like there's nothing good going to come out of the storm. But we do get to the other side.
Right.
So we believe in God that we're going to get to the other side of every storm that presents itself in our lives. Amen. So we're believing for Yvette. We're believing for Jay. It's not easy being in the eye of the storm, but you know who's right there with us?
Jesus.
God is right there with us. Jesus is right there with us. Amen. Amen. So
I always tell God, let your will be done, whether I like it or not. You know, it's whatever God wants, and whatever He throws our way, well, we just have to deal with it and trust that God knows what He's doing. Even though we don't like it, and sometimes we get stressed out and we get impatient, but I never tell God what to do. I just say, God, do whatever you need to do. Do whatever you want to do. That what He does, even if I don't like it, is okay. I just tell
Amen.
You, give me strength to get through it. That's all.
Yes, but you know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that His thoughts are for good and not for evil, you know. So we could just bank on that. And also what Joseph said to his brothers, he said, don't worry, what you meant for evil, God turned that thing around for good, you know. And God will always turn what the devil means for evil. God will turn that thing around for our good because He is in control. Ultimately, at the end of the day, look, I might lose some sleep. I might cry some tears. But, you know, we give God the glory because, like you said, at the end of the day, God knows better than us.
Amen.
And we win. And we have the victory.
We got the victory
at the end of the day. His blood has guaranteed us the victory. Amen. The blood of Jesus has guaranteed us the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bank on that. We bank on that. And I thank God for you. Thank you for praying for me and texting me and telling me to take it easy because you know I'm about to pop over here.
I know.
So,
I was like, what is she doing?
She's fine.
I
thought I'd be annoying.
I have to talk. Okay.
I'm going to sit on the couch now after this call. I'm going on the couch. I'm going to take it easy for the rest of the day, but I thank God for you. Thank you for praying for Pastor and myself and also just always being in our corner. We love and appreciate you.
I'll always be in your corner. I love you guys.
God bless you. We love you too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God
bless you.
Amen.
Good night. Amen. We're going to pray for Mother Mae Thomas. Sister Rita gave us, she was here earlier. She gave us a prayer request. Father God, we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas, my mother, God. Thank you for her life. Thank you for, Father God, her peace. Thank you for her health. Thank you for her prosperity. Thank you for providing for my mother, for every one of her needs being met, God. Lord, we pray for her children. I pray for my brother Gary, oh God. I pray, Father God, for his health, oh God. I thank you that he's healed. Amen. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed, oh God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on in his body,
Amen.
Lord, let them get the test, find what needs to be found so that the doctors can do what they need to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for total victory in his life, God. We thank you for Renee, God. Thank you for healing Renee. We ask that you continue to heal her, that you continue to give her joy, give her peace, God. We bind up the hands of the devil off of Gary and Renee and Jackie and Rashida and my life, all of our lives, all of my mother's children. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for giving my mother peace in every situation. We thank you, Father God, for blessing her latter years, that her latter years are greater and better than her former years. We praise you, oh God, because she's a woman of faith. She always has a hallelujah in her mouth. God, continue to bless this woman of God. She's your deacon. She's your mother. She's, Father God, a mother to many, oh God. Continue to bless her seed, bless her children. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah for her faithfulness, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon her life. Continue to keep her health and strengthen her, even as she does what she does on a daily basis.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas. Thank you for Rita, Sister Rita, God.
Rita,
thank you for her boss.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for her boss's her boss's family member that's over in Africa. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in her life. We thank you for Cameron, for her boss, her supervisor, Mary, oh God, at work, and her sister who's in Cameron, Africa. She and her children have suffered at the hands of the killers, and one of the men were killed. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Mary's sister and Mary's sister's family, for her children, oh God, that they get safe away, that they are now in hiding. Oh God, keep them safe. Let your angels encamp around them. Set an ambush around the enemies, oh God. Keep them all safe from harm, hurt, and danger, oh God.
Yes.
Send her sister to a safe place, oh God. Give them provision even in the bush, oh God. In the name of Jesus, watch over her sister Immaculate, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Watch over Sister Rita. Thank you for blessing Sister Rita. Give her a place, even if she's in between apartments, oh God. Give her her dwelling place, oh God, her next place of residence. Open doors for her. Thank you for full time, blessing her with full time employment on the job, oh God. We thank you for saving over Sister Rita's life.
Yes, God.
Continue to bless Sister Rita.
Yes,
continue to keep her.
Provide,
give her perfect
her
peace.
Yes.
Give her health. Give her a prosperity.
You, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for every business owner on this line.
Jesus.
Thank you for every person who's employed.
Jesus.
Thank you for every tither, every person who gives.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Thank you for those who have a heart to give.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for provision and protection, God. Lord, thank you for open doors. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for healing. Thank you for favor over every life on this line. Bless Pastor Jamal. Bless Pastor Gail, oh God. Continue to keep them.
Amen.
Bless their marriage, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless New Creation Christian Ministry.
Remember.
Continue to prosper our church.
Lord.
Continue to expand our church. Give us, let your fire be in our midst. On Easter Resurrection Sunday, send in the saints, send in the souls, send in the laborers. The harvest is plenty. The laborers, oh God, have been through. We thank you for sending in the laborers, oh God. Lift the hearts of the people towards you. Let revival be in the hearts of your people.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the work you've given us to do. Bless our marriage. Bless our ministry. Thank you for royalty checks, God, for every author. Thank you for huge royalty checks for my books.
and Pastor Anthony's books and Sister Barbara's books.
Thank
you for huge royalty checks, oh God, coming in, oh God. Thank you for huge royalty checks. Thank you for opening doors, God. Take Pastor Anthony and I around the United States and abroad. Let us preach this gospel, oh God, in many places. Expand our territories. Bless us and bless us indeed. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for expansion. We thank you and we praise you for favor. We thank you and praise you. Bless our children. Thank you for tuition being paid for Kayla.
Yes, God.
Thank you for her tuition being paid in full.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, we thank God for you as we sign off tonight. It is Resurrection Easter Sunday. We will be in service 12:30, but we will be here tomorrow night at 7:30. If you're in this New Jersey area, please bring somebody to service on Sunday. It's going to be a powerful, high time in the Lord. We are celebrating Jesus. We are celebrating our Christ, and we're just so excited about Sunday. But we will be here tomorrow night, 7:30. There is a good lesson from the Lord. Tune in, same number, 7:30. God bless you. And if you can, we thank God for your faithful giving. Those of you who wish to sow into the church, we thank God and we give you praise in advance for your offering and your giving in Jesus' name. We're going to go down from this place, Pastor. You're playing a song? Amen. To God be the glory. God bless. Love you. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't.
lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than
nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater,
nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody.